CNN News Selection Number 1, Cool, Calm, and Heroic.
And the woman who was at the controls, Captain Tammy Jo Schultz, is being hailed a hero. She is a former Navy fighter pilot who managed to land the damaged plane. Alex Marquardt has more on her flight record.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
Not a hint of nerves in the voice of Captain Tammy Jo Schultz as she radioed in the emergency to the control tower.
Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well? We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay. And is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
With engine one blown out, smoke billowed into the cabin, yelling, screaming, the oxygen masks dropping.
I truly thought that these were going to be my last moments on Earth.
Marty Martinez had no idea that amid the chaos, a calm and collected 56-year-old Schultz was actually guiding the plane in for a landing.
We were all freaking out, you know, wondering if we were going to make it home to our loved ones or not. But I just feel so lucky to have someone with that type of experience.
Schultz's experience, Martinez soon learned, is deep and groundbreaking. As a teenager growing up on a ranch in New Mexico, she wanted to fly in the Air Force, but was told there were no female pilots. So she tried the Navy, and after waiting a year, she got in. One of the first women to be a naval aviator, saying in a book, I had finally broken into the flight club. Women were barred from combat, so she became an instructor, one of the first women to train on the coveted FA-18 Hornet fighter jet. By the time Schultz retired from the Navy, she had reached the rank of lieutenant commander. So on Tuesday morning, when her left engine blew out, it's little surprise she showed no fear.
Compared to her previous experiences, one of the first female F-18 fighter pilots, carrier-based, I suspect this was a walk in the park for her.
Schultz's extraordinary landing was quickly compared to the miracle on the Hudson. Captain Sully Sullenberger lost both of his engines, but could rely on his plane's automatic systems to keep the plane under control. Captain Schultz had no automatic help, bringing the plane down manually.
They drill this over and over again, so this becomes ingrained in their memories, their muscle memory. It becomes almost routine for them. And in the case of Tammy Jo Schultz, it was evident that that training just came right through.
That historic training now being credited by Martinez and the other surviving passengers for getting them to the ground safely.